set in the delivery. Swung on, fly ball toward the gap, left center, well hit. On the run is Taylor on the track, and he plays the carom off the wall. Hitting third, coming home is Rosario. Ramirez is right behind him, and into second with a two-run double. Off the base of the wall in left center is Oscar Gonzalez.
All right, it's time to talk Guardians baseball. Bob DiBiasio, VP with the Guardians. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Northridge Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Good morning, Bob. What a late night last night.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
We're doing great. Before we get to last night's game, how did you spend the 4.5-hour rain delay on the other day? Besides providing us with the Cleveland baseball history, where you get to talk to all of those greats from that come through town all the time.
Yeah. Way too much of me on Sunday, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
No euchre games, no poker games, none of the old-fashioned card games that used to happen in the press box. That was a staple back in the day when you'd have a long rain delay. You'd pull out the cards and see who wanted to get after it. But who
put the kibosh on that? I mean, that seems to be the idea.
I don't know. It's a different set of people. You know, the Rush Schneiders and that group of the world, they love playing cards, so they were the ones who would get it going. You spend the time in your office and just milling around, try not to eat too much, I'll tell you that.
Probably when the cigars and cigarettes left the press box, the cards went with them, too. It all kind of... went in that same direction. Maybe you have to play Fortnite with the youngsters out there. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there this morning. Well, but we were glad to get that one in because I thought, where are we going to push this game if it doesn't happen? We're running out of the season.
There was talk on that topic. Yeah, let me just share with you there. There was thought, September 26th is the date on the calendar that was open, which would have... Made us have only one off day in the remainder of the season, and that would be this Thursday. And I know Terry was not in favor of that as we try to win our division. We're one game up, as you know. It would not have been nice to go from September 9th all the way through October. What would it be, October 5th, and not have a day off.
Wow.
So Seattle didn't want to have to come back here from Kansas City on a road trip, and so they just sat and waited.
We're able to get through, is there? But, man, what was with the drought, with the runs that we've been the last time we talked, have we fixed it, or is it just one of those things you got to wait out and hope somebody starts getting hot?
Well, I think a couple reasons. One, might be a little bit of a case that this young baseball team has never played this much baseball before, and certainly not at this high intense level. Secondly, we ran into a pitcher on the rubber match of the Baltimore Orioles series who was on fire. He had pitched 8 shutout innings against the Houston Astros in his last outing. And we also played 7 games against the hottest team in baseball in the Seattle Mariners. And they're pretty darn good. As a matter of fact, I think I heard Tito talk about how he thought that Seattle Mariners is the best team in the American League right now. They're playing like it. And we had 7 against them, and they really took it to us. So I think you add up that sort of thing, that it's a bad 7 to 10 days. We came off that 3-3 road trip on the West Coast, and we're okay with that. And then come home and go 1-6 on the homestand, and that was tough to take. Again, where Seattle absolutely took it to us. Baltimore won 1 game difference, instead of winning 2 out of 3, it was 2 out of 3. But glad we don't play Seattle. Hopefully in October at some point things change. But, man, they really took it to us, that good baseball team.
Yeah. Well, our pitchers have been showing up every game. It's just the hitting hasn't provided enough run support on it, so that's at least, you know, only half the battle that's won.
Yeah, no, you're right. Consistently, and what it put us back into first place is our pitching and the consistency of our starting rotation and the fact that the bullpen really had stepped up and done their job. Nick Sandlin and last night Sam Hentges and Mr. Karinchuk, Trevor Stephan, and then the guy that leads the American League in saves and Emmanuel Class A have been doing their job as well, and we just scored enough runs to put us in the win column. But we need to get way more consistent here offensively. But again, I think the Mariners' last seven games had something to do with the fact that our offense struggled.
Bob, have you ever seen a call as close as last night, that replay in the toe?
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I first saw it, and I thought the umpire was reacting to the Seattle Mariner first base coach, who immediately said safe, and the umpire, said the same thing. He imitated the safe call, and I thought, boy, my eye, I thought he was out by an eyelash. Just because of Class A, the way the TV had it shot, was the only one in the picture. And then all of a sudden the runner comes flying into the picture. And then they went to replay. I got real worried because you just don't know. And thankfully that call went our way. I don't know if we've been real successful in those video replays as much as you'd like this year, but that one certainly went our way, and we got the job done the way we should. You know, you go into Kansas City and you fully expect to win at least two out of three on a team that you're playing better than this year, and it's always real important to get that first one, especially on this road trip, since we had to Minnesota. As you circle the big games remaining, there's 29 games remaining on the calendar. There's only two off days, as we talked about earlier, this Thursday and then Monday the 26th. So we have a DH thrown in there, of course, a doubleheader. There's 11 on the road and a big three-game weekend series in Minnesota coming up. And then we have three at Chicago coming up on the schedule on the road. We have 18 home games remaining at Progressive Field, including five against the Minnesota Twins, a wraparound series Friday the 16th through Monday the 19th. Circle that one on your calendars. Get to CleGuardians.com and get tickets for the biggest weekend of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. Again, Friday the 16th through Monday the 19th. Monday is a 1:10 start. And it's going to be some big, important baseball coming up.
Absolutely. And tonight, it's some more with Kansas City. Shane Bieber on the mound for the Guardians. We look forward for that. We have it right at the first pitch tonight, just after 8 o'clock. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We will talk again as this month wears on and we get closer to the postseason.
Yes, sir. Take care, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Thanks.
Go Guardians.
Guardians Baseball, our talk with Bob DiBiase, brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenience, Sunoco.
Food for a crowd or a quick meal for one, all at your North Ridgeville convenience, Sunoco. For tailgates, birthday parties, and family get-togethers, order deli, veggie, and dessert trays, even a custom-decorated cake. Convenient also has hot and cold items to go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including delicious Little Jet's Chicken. Stop soon at your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every day of the year.